last month to make sure we have good relationships as far as basically attending to our bills that are in the hopper. There's a new controller at the in the state, and I think we have a good relationship. We'll have a good relationship with her senior staff, for the university's bills. However, the state situation is, as they said, they don't have any money, and right now the projection is, and this is just the unpaid vouchers projection that they have, for the state of Illinois, that at the end of the next 3 months, by the end of this fiscal year, they will have probably over $7 billion in bills to pay for 2011, and probably even prior periods, but they will have $7 billion. There is a movement about to try to do a big bond financing to try to pay off some of these bills, and I can't predict the outcome of that bond financing. As far as the next slide, Joe, the governor made his budget speech on February the 16th, and in that budget speech, on an overall basis, he put total revenues in the operating budget. This is like half of the budget of the state of Illinois, the operating budget. Total revenues of $33.9 billion in that budget. On the other side, the expenditure side, he put in $35.4 billion on the expenditure side, including some money from pensions. The difference between the two is he wants to do a bond financing, basically use the proceeds of a bond financing to basically the difference between those two. The comments made with regard to the state with the pensions in the budget document, state will continue to implement recommended pension actions that improve the system's financial condition and affordability. This is something that's of key concern to employees of this university, and something that I'll touch on again in a moment. I would say that for higher education, what he did for higher education, it kept us flat as far as his budget proposal. So we're in at $697 million for purposes of the budget. MAP, the ISAC program, he's added or attempted to add $25 million to that program for next year. The university, if that should go through, we should take about $3 million additional from that if that additional MAP funding should actually come to fruition. No funding really for the SERS within the appropriation within the higher education budget. One of the things I wanted to highlight is that they're really looking at budgeting for results at the state. And for us, that really means looking at what is our graduation rates, our retention rates, looking at what's the value added of the University of Illinois. The president and I were before the Senate Appropriations Committee at the beginning of the month, and other than the prelude to that, a challenger, senator said to us was, prepare yourself. We're not mad at the university, but this budget situation is so tough, you should prepare yourself for cuts. And that was before we even started. But what we did as part of this budget for outcomes is basically led off with all of the kind of the value added, what the University of Illinois means is for everything from graduation rates to what type of impact we have on the economy in Illinois and everything in between. So we were addressing that already. Right now, the House Appropriations Committee is supposed to be here on April the 4th, and we will also lead with that as part of our presentation on the 4th. So just a quick look at the appropriation for the University of Illinois over the past 10 years. We've seen a decline of almost 29% in the appropriation on a constant basis on a CPI basis, adjusted basis. Over that time, we've increased the number of students at the University of Illinois by almost 10,000. So we're very close to 77,000 students at the university now. Go to the next slide. Within the recommendation that the governor made, for ISAC, he did increase it by $25 million. Again, that would bring the total amount to about $428.9 million. So this is the financial aid that goes to all of the community colleges in higher education in Illinois. I would say that, again, with the additional $3 million we might get, we might be looking at about $61 million would come to to the university if this all comes about. There's been some news recently about this thing called College Illinois funding level. I want to make clear that College Illinois is not a part of the University of Illinois. We have no contractual relationship with this. This is strictly an ISAC-run operation, and they set the value of the contracts. We are not part and parcel of that, so I just want to make sure that when that information came out, it's a concern about the funding levels, like pensions, with the College Illinois, that we have that arm's-length relationship with them. I guess I would say, we'll go on to this one, but I just want to say that we're still two more months in the legislative process, so a lot of things are potentially and probably will happen in the next couple of months here in Springfield, and we're wary of that. Payments on behalf, besides the appropriation, I think it's always appropriate to also talk about the other things that the state of Illinois does for the university. When we talk about payments on behalf, it's essentially a combination of pension payments for our participation in CSRS, and the pension payments probably run somewhere in the vicinity of $400 million for pension payments, the rest of it, about $350 million, is for healthcare. For pensions, $350 million, and healthcare is $400 million. The situation is that's the expense for pensions. Whether or not they're making the payments, that's another thing. Healthcare payments also. We basically have a full coverage, through CMS and through the state for healthcare for university employees. But this is these are the dollars that are being paid. Next one. I think I needed to, touch upon, because it's such an issue that's basically got everybody very concerned, a lot of agitation associated with it. The funded ratio for CSRS, this is the pension program that the university employees participate in. It is now pushed, its unfunded liability is pushed past the $16 billion mark. That's really the difference between the accrued liabilities to be paid out in the future versus the assets that they hold to pay those as of these dates, and we now have pushed through, and they're at and that relationship of assets to liabilities is we're only at a 40% funded level, which of course is a very a dangerous level for purposes of funding for a pension fund. If you look, and I did take a quick look at the. Really, just to take a look over here to the right, what causes great concern is that the projection, that previous slide was through 2010, and what's going on with with CSRS this year, for FY 2011, is that they're probably going to take in about $772 million of employer contributions. That would be the match that for us is being made by the state. The employee contributions, this is the 8% that's taken out of an employee's paycheck that goes into that. That's about $280 million. So total inflow for contributions into the fund in 2011, about $1.051 billion.
That's if it's fully funded, if they get all the cash.
Yeah. And then, but then, the expense, the payouts, the benefits being paid out, this year, they're projecting those at $1.7 billion in the payout. So you're looking at about a $622 million shortfall in the payouts versus what they took in. And where does that come from? It basically comes from either the appreciation in the assets or basically asset sales. And they basically have announced and they are in a program that basically involves asset sales, which is also very troubling for purposes of a pension plan when you start selling the corpus in order to pay the benefits. So it's a very distressing picture, with the pension plans. But I think it's appropriate to bring you that information, because it does affect all of the employees of the university.
Well, can I just interject? I'd just say to the board, probably no issue at the university now has captured more attention and caused more worry and concern than for our faculty and staff than this issue. And one thing we are doing is IGPA is organizing a series of panels, one on each campus, inviting staff, faculty, and others to attend these panels, just to kind of go through this sort of information and information to make sure that our faculty and staff have the